The next patient is Robert Gotti, G like in golf, O-O, T like in tango, E-E. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 2, period. The patient has polycystic kidney disease that was diagnosed in his late years on June the 21st, 2022, period. The kidney function has remained stable. The latest laboratory workup that was done in November the 28th, 2022. The serum creatinine is 1.1. The BUN is 17. The serum electrolytes are all with their normal limits. The estimated EFR is 64, remains about the same. Hemoglobin A1C is 5.5. The patient has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is 160, and the protein creatinine ratio is probably consistent with 250 milligrams in 24 hours, which is similar to the other determinations, period. We have the imaging that was done in June 21st in 2021. Then the radiologist pointed out that the right kidney measured 10.8 centimeters and the left kidney measures 17 centimeters. And multiple cysts, different sizes, period. The patient has been very meticulous following the recommendations regarding the fluid restriction, the administration of furosemide, and the patient continues to take the eplerenone, E-P-L-E-R-E-N-O-N-E, 25 milligrams daily, which is a aldosterone inhibitor that is more selective, period. Number two, the patient has a history of BPH that is followed by the urologist, Dr. Povey. The patient had enlargement of the prostate and had the trabeculation of the bladder. Period. The patient has nocturia times 3, hasn't had any episodes of urinary tract infection. The urinalysis, a yellow color with a pH of 5.5, specific gravity 10.25, negative for glucose, bilirubin, trace of blood, 1 plus protein. Negative for nitrates, 75 leukocyte esterase, 5 to 10 white blood cells, 5 to 10 RBCs, 1 bacteria, squamous epithelial cells, 0 to 4. The culture has been negative. Following number of arterial hypertension that has been under control. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure and cardiomegaly. He is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Wynn, W-I-N. The patient is taking Entresto. and diuretics period, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease that is stable. We're going to give an appointment to CIASE in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested in the reviewing of the lab and imaging 7 minutes, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation. Back in 6 months. Period. Note, the patient developed a rash, like a dermatitis in the left forearm, went to the dermatologist. A biopsy was taken, and there is a concern of the dermatologist related to the administration of furosemide. A biopsy was taken. We are waiting for the results. The patient was encouraged to let us know the result, and if it is related to the administration of the furosemide, we look for alternatives. Period.